to Mukram, let me ask you, and if I could start with you, and we'd go to Geeta and then Devendra. You know, this pandemic has put a lot of stress on a lot of people, and I know a lot of our listeners listening, I come here every Saturday trying to bring a little bit of love and joy. I don't like to talk nothing negative and, you know, just try to uplift people, because we all been, you know, stress limit has been pushed to the limit. Is there any word of encouragement you could share with our listeners today? Just a couple words indeed, if you could speak to them directly, and then we go to Geeta and then to Devendra.
Sure, sure. What you're doing here is definitely needed. You know, I've seen this firsthand, and we've seen a lot of bad things. It was serious. You're in Canada. You guys did a great job. This was very challenging. But what you're doing is bringing this, uplifting stuff and encouragement. It's very important for the soul. Hopefully we have good things on the horizon, the vaccine, et cetera, and people doing the right thing. So I think soon, God willing, inshallah, things will get better.
Thank you. Geeta?
Yeah, I think I second Dr. Ghazi with that by everyone still try to practice our social distancing and wearing their mask. I'm sure that we can help to protect ourselves and wait until, just try to be patient. I always tell everyone, don't get frustrated, don't get fed up being at home. It's better you're home and than laying on a hospital bed. So please continue to wear your mask. Please stay at home if you don't have to go out. And please practice social distancing. This is going to all be over. There's a bright light at the end of the tunnel. So stay safe and be well. And I hope everyone that's listening enjoyed the song that we have put our heart and soul into. Thank you.
And our dear friend, we keep him for last. Ravindra Puran. Devendra?
Hi.
Yeah, we were just asking if you could...
Well, I know they have spoken a lot of encouraging words, but the only little thing I would like to add, I know people has to be home. They have to stay home and be locked in. And your part, you have made a good contribution with your radio program to entertain those who are home and keep them up to date with whatever information they may need also. But Canada has been doing very, very well in containing this COVID. Like Geeta said, we are to the end of the tunnel and there's a light. Vaccines are out, so things should be okay soon.
Inshallah. Well, brother, thank you. Devendra, let me just say this, please. You know, you live in New York. You've been producing music for many, many years. But, you know, we who listen to you, especially who love the culture and our East Indian music, you make us very, very proud. And I want to let you know that we love you. We thank you. I wish we could get your face recognized somehow, put you on a stamp of Guyana, do something monumental to remember your name, because you have put Guyana on the map, not only in Canada, North America, around the world, and we love you, and you make us very, very proud. So I wouldn't ask you guys to sing, but thank you very much for this. I'm going to share this again. My mother just called, and she don't normally text and things. She said, this is my kind of music. We had Shazim sending in a big tune indeed. Anna and Wayne saying how much they love it. Our friends at La Parkin saying, play it again. So we want to thank you. Dr. Mukram, I hope this would not be the last time you'd be with us here on this program. And we're looking forward to hearing from you guys again. Thank you very, very much, guys.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take
care. Again and again. Let me go. Vinod is the man behind this one. Vinod, great job indeed. The Angels Caribbean Band, ABC Bollywood Evergreen. I hope you guys are getting up and dancing. Don't let me waste this song, right? If you're not dancing, raise your hand. Come on. You know we're smiling with our eyes now. You can dance with your hands. Come on. To the grandmas, Sheikh Farouk, Mr. Lal Mansa Maru, welcome. Exclusive on Shabdam Radio, Angel Caribbean Band. Hey, give me a call and let me know what you think about this one. 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. Hey, to all the seniors, those of you might be scared of the virus. I know family members are making sure they stay away and keeping you safe. Trust in God and be safe now. But keep a smile on that face. All right, look at Auntie waving. Come on, raise your hand. Have some fun. Lots of love coming from Dr. Mukram, Davinder Puran, and Geeta Bishra. Compliments Angels Caribbean Band, produced by Vinod Bishram. Happy birthday, Shamila. Beautiful collaboration of voices indeed.
Trinidad's Sham G brings you a radio show like no other. Step into the Bollywood Zone, the Indian music industry's biggest hits. You've just gotta hear this show. Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. exclusively in Toronto on Shabnam Radio.
I have to do a birthday greeting going out right now to Shamila out in, well, she's in Hamilton. Shamila, we got this morning greetings coming to you from, am I trying to see which of your daughters send this? Sarah. You know, Sarah, love you. Well, of course, all your kids love you. But she took the time and she said, Uncle Richard, Assalamu alaikum. Uncle Richard, I'd like to send birthday greetings to my parents. Amir and Shamila, who's celebrating their birthdays on the 27th and 28th. Oh, wow. Both of you celebrating your birthdays today. The 27th and 28th, a couple of days ago. My dad, Amir, who is celebrating his 70th birthday, coming from his children, Adam, Sarah, Reza, Shireen, and Riyad, and not forgetting the grandchildren, Diana and Rihanna, Malia and Aiden. Well, we love you very much, it says here, and both mom and dad. Listen, Amir and Shalom, it's been a while, but I have a song I line up here. I'm going to play a couple because two people celebrating, and they always listen to us here. We want to thank you, Amir. May Allah continue to bless you all both. I thought it was a birthday and an anniversary, but no, it's both. And you know what they say sometimes horoscope people, the same horoscope, there's no same planet, they'll get along. This couple, they do get along indeed. Before we continue, let me see if I could grab this call and see who we have on the line. Hello, who we have on the line?
Hello. Hi there, Richard.
Hello.
Thank you so much for your program. I listen. I live in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy the songs that you play. You just played with Devendra Purana.
And what's your name?
My name is Pamela.
Pamela, you know, you're brave. You know, people don't like calling the phone. I don't know why they keep texting me and giving me work to read. But I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to call and let them listen. Devendra would be listening, Geeta, and they would feel very much appreciated when I have people calling and telling them.
That was the best. Oh, my God. I listen every week to you, Richard.
And Pamela?
And I'd like to know where I can get to buy that record.
But they wouldn't have it, so, you know, these days they don't sell them. They just, I don't know if they would put a compilation together, but they would, most of the time you would find it on the YouTube and you could download it and save it and keep playing it. So thank you for calling. You're originally from Guyana, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you a few questions. What part of Guyana are you from?
Enmore Estate.
Enmore Estate. And how long are you up here?
I live here about 35 years.
And, you know, I'm going to put a song on hold for the birthday people. And I'm going to play you a song. You ready?
Thank you.
Okay, so I hope it's a kind of remix here, but it's a nice tune. All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Anybody you want to dedicate it to?
I'd like to dedicate to all the people that's staying home.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, you know, just to cheer them up.
How are you coping?
I'm staying home, but I try to do things. Listen to your program. That's a big help for me out here.
Okay. And,
you know, staying home, do things, cooking and all that.
That was my next question. Rosie, girl, Pamela, girl, what are you cooking for dinner? What are you cooking today?
What I cook today, I cook dal and rice and bhaji.
Well, you know, I got up early and I made basmati rice, lentil, and stew chicken with some boiled, boiled plantain on the side. And I finished by 10 o'clock. I thought I would treat the family to early lunch because I had to come to work. And then I went and I got some breakfast. But
yes.
Your food
and
making...
you were saying about the biscuit, right?
Yeah.
The crackers. I think you will find that at a Chinese store.
Yeah, but I want to know the price because I find it from, you know, I just have some things I just want to talk on this radio. For example, you buy a coconut, a dry coconut.
Yes.
You take it to home and you crack it and it's not good. Could you take
it's
it back?
Not good.
Would it take, correct. You know, like, would you take it back? What would it say? Same like the avocado, right? You're buying it and
yes,
you spend so much money, you take it home and it's not
yes,
good.
That's right.
So I saw a guy, a Caucasian fellow, white fellow, went back into Sobeys with a pomegranate and he said he wanted. The lady said, well, we do. She said, I want one. He wanted one that was good. So
yeah,
all these things come in my mind when thinking about why they could return some items if it's not good,
yes.
But some you can't. You know, I don't understand. Anyway, yeah. Mom, I hope you enjoy.
Thank you so much, Richard.
And
keep up the good work. I listen every week.
And I hope you like this song. All right, and listener, you listening? Mwah!
Yeah.
Take that. Big hug and kiss
to you.
Thank you so much. Okay, we love you, Mom. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Shamila, your tune is coming up in a little bit, but we're taking doing this one for Pamela. This is a Kissina Kissine. Of course, Rick Ram on the radio with Patricia. There we go. Hey, you see, look how much y'all is singing. Look how much y'all is singing with me. Come on. To all the aunties and uncles, grandma and grandpas, Richard Aziz is in your corner. We keep in company with each other. Anybody else listening to the program and they love it, they want to hear from you. Come on. If you never call a radio station before, do so today. Come on. 416-848-7772. I'll repeat it. 416-848-7772. Mr. Ramphal, Mr. Ramlal, first time listener, I want to welcome you and thank you for... He said, I'm retired. You could call and talk how much you want to me, Richard. Happy birthday again going out to Shalima and Amir. And who we have on the line? Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I can't hear you. Can you? Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you loud and clear, brother. How are you?
Shabnam Radio, right?
Shabnam Radio, that's right.
Hello.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm calling to tell you about that Quick Biscuit. I'm hearing the program, but I'm a new caller.
Right.
I want to tell him to the Quick Biscuit. You can go at Markham and Lawrence, there is a Chinese store, and the biscuit Trinidad Crix is $2.99 for a packet.
You see, and this man selling it $5.54.
Yeah, but are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you loud and clear, Mamu. Thank you. What's your name?
Yeah, Max. I'm Max. I live in Toronto, but I'm a Trinidadian. But I always buy my Crix. I went yesterday, $2.99 for a packet.
Thank you very much, Max. I have to make a note of that. Max, thank you very much. You know there was a chewing gum called Max Gum? 416-848-7772. Shalima. Amir. Let me go, brother. Bazi Kisi. All right. Tune, boy.
Bazi Kisi ne pyaar ki jeeti ya haar di baazi kisi ne pyaar ki jeeti शबे गम गुजार दी बाजी किसी ने प्यार की जीती हार साहिल करेगा याद उसी नाम राद को साहिल करेगा याद उसी नाम राद को है कष्टी खुशी से जिसने भवर में लुटार दी जैसे गुजर साकी ये शबे गम गुजार दी बाजी किसी ने प्यार की जीती हार
As we say, welcome, you're live on Shabnam Radio. How are you, Shanti?
I'm good. I'm enjoying your program. I listen every Saturday, and you keep us alive because we stay at home, seniors, and there's nothing else to do.
But how are you coping with this lockdown?
What can you do? You know, you have to enjoy what you can. I go to the groceries, I come back, cook, and that's about it. I live alone, and it's not easy.
Well, you know, I'm
in the 80s, eh?
Well, you know, Mom, I hope you pick up the phone and keep other people company. Call up your friends and chat
with
them.
That's what I do. That's what I do, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time. I'm glad to hear you, and you've always been supporting us over the years, coming to all our shows.
You take care of yourself, and you keep us alive. Thank you for all the good songs.
Thank you very much. Keep praying for me, all right?
Okay, you too.
Thanks,
okay,
Mom.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Keep safe, eh? Bye-bye.
Yes,
now.
We'll do.
Bye.
And Mr. Lalman, how are you, sir?
Excellent, sir. How are you?
Very well. And where are you calling calling from today? Because I know you always either getting a dialysis or down at Cherry Beach.
Yes. No. I'm no dialysis on the weekend. I'm actually heading out to the beach shortly with my son to do some prayers. I've been doing a lot of training. I've been feeling better.
Good.
And, I'm hoping to look forward to hopefully getting a transplant this year. If not, maybe cutting down maybe once a week because I'm going 3 times. But I'm feeling much better, thank God. And, you know, I've overcome a lot in the year. But, I'm so proud to say that everything's going good. I'm going to do my prayers today. And I just want to say that, as usual, I love your program. I love the music you guys play today from Guyana. And, God bless you all, you know. Thank you guys so much.
You know, can I ask you something? How old are you?
I'm still a young guy. I'm 45, so even my kids call me big brother, you know.
I suspect that. And you know what I find with you?
Yeah.
Your faith is amazing. You always... Mm-hmm. Encouraging people, you're always sending us good words and good vibrations on this program. And, you know, you with all that you go through, you're waiting and praying, and we pray with you, we agree with you that God would send somehow
Thank
that
you
would get that transplant or reverse your sickness. And of course, you know, I always love hearing from you. I've never met you. I don't know what you look like, but over the time you've been texting me, always encouraging me. I don't want to tell you how much I appreciate that. I love you and thank you. Stay safe, and we pray and we agree with you that soon you would get that transplant and you'd get back to normal life and everything goes well with you and your family.
Yes, thank you very much. I know I sent some text messages in, but I know it's very it's important to, you know, I always believe in talking first. So, you know, it's nice to call and talk to you guys. I also wanted to mention happy belated birthday to my brother-in-law. He celebrated his birthday on January 26th. All the best to him. God bless. You know, and all the best to you guys. And God bless. Thank you very much, Richard.
Yeah, well, you know,
I love you all and have a very, very nice weekend.
You know, when I say that people text him because I want them to call. I don't mind getting the texts.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I read it in the text, somebody else texts or call, and I miss it, so I can't read it as well as I would like to. So, like this fella called Zahir, always telling me his wife not dancing. Look, right now he's saying, my wife not dancing with me. And I don't know why. Play a song, poo, a song for him. So,
yes,
but thank you, brother. And God bless you and enjoy your day and be safe, all right?
Yes, and play a nice Oli by Mr. Devendra Poor, and his old stuff is good too. And he sound like Mukesh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for all my fellow Libras. We're all very loving and caring, and we have a good heart. Take care, brother. Have a nice day.
You too, man. Well, we have an announcement to share when we come back. Brother Shami's brother passed away, and we'd be doing that when I come back. But right now, to you, Brother Lal. Lalman Samaru. Let me just close my eye and I'm picking a song, right? Hope you like this one. And again, we continue to entertain Amir and Shamla out in Hamilton. I remember this song to be on the Haji Zakir program in New York, and I could have never find it. I looked for so many months. A beautiful one indeed. I hope it put a smile on your face, brighten up your Saturday. As we say hello and welcome to my brother Terry Saw, not Terry Gathra. Terry, how are you, boss? Hi, Terry. Okay, hold on. Sorry. Hi, sorry about that, Terry. Here we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, how are you? How are you spending a Saturday today, man?
Not too bad, my friend. Just, you know, doing a couple errands, which my wife is not happy about.
She should be glad that you're going out to do the errands, you know? And she...
I want to wish my... sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me get back to my normal self. Okay, Richard, I feel so emotional, you know? I'm driving, coming along, and I'm listening to so many people calling in saying how important it is for them to listen to your program. It gives them so much joy and happiness in these difficult times. And it makes me so proud of you, my brother. You know, you're not an essential service, but you put yourself in the position at risk to be essential to make sure your program goes on without a hitch. And now that you know it brings so much joy to so many people, you have to continue to do what you're doing, my brother. I also want to quickly make a comment on something, if you don't mind. You know, we're all in this together. We all hear about how lonely, how depressed, how dumb we are in COVID. I want to share a small little story that happened yesterday. I called my doctor. You know him, the guy in my office building right next door, Dr. Rawl. And I said, Doc, you know, I'll be honest with you. I mean, we chat every day. I never admit to you. I've been feeling very down and depressed as of recent. Not because I have depression, but because when I think of this whole lockdown and this imprisonment, we are basically by birth and by nature social beings. And you know what gets to me, Richard? The fact that I'm lucky I can go to my office every day. But, you know, when you think of the fact is home, office, office, home, that social part is gone. But he told me something important that I want to share with you and the listeners that hopefully it helps. He says, Terry, listen, there are certain things in life you have no control over. And this is one of them. And I remember way back a classmate of mine, Dr. Byro Harry, who was the first and most experienced psychiatrist in Guyana. He says, only focus on things you have control over. Don't waste your energy on the ones you don't. So the point I'm saying here is we have no control over when this pandemic is going to be over. So psychologically now and deliberately, I focus on one thing. Hopefully by April, by May, we are all going to get our shots. Things will be different and we'll all feel better. So the story or the point I want to share with the listeners is we are all in this together. I am no better than you. You're no better than me. We are all going through different kind of psychological reactions in different ways. But let us maintain the focus that things will get better. We are all going to be fine. We are all going to be happy. Let's just continue to remain as safe as we possibly can for now. And before I go, Richard, please, I would like you to extend a happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Radhika. She celebrated her 65th last night with a puja. And I just want to play a very nice song for her, knowing how the family is. So yeah. That's my little story today.
Well, you know, this is what I think. I rather do this, have chats and people experience share on this program because it really helps. And we don't have enough of that. So that's why I'm glad that people are calling. That's why we put this phone in the system here that we could get this. So thank you very much for calling. And let me tell you this. Just this morning I was speaking to someone, and I hope Carly wouldn't mind, but, you know, I want to put a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. Now, when you were young, back in Guyana, riding your motorcycle and thing, you remember a girl named Lil? All right, that's all I will say. So have a nice day, Terry.
Okay.
I promise.
Thank you. Take care, Richard.
I put a smile on his face. See, Lil, I just find out, I say, okay. So welcome, everybody, and please, if you have never called in the program, I would love to hear from you. And, you know, we try to, you know, I used to be somebody who would challenge the world, and every corruption and any bad thing I see, I used to want to tell the world and correct them about it. I think at this time we don't need that. The short time we have on the radio is to bring some love, share it with you, and do that. There are many things I could talk about and would love to talk about, but I'd rather take it and entertain. And I always do with the seniors especially. You see, they are the lonely ones. You think they might be in good health. They might have everything. But you know what? When they remember that they can't move around the way they used to, they don't drive anymore, they depend on their grandchildren or their children. I heard a story today. A gentleman fell and nobody was hearing from him, and when they got the super to go into his building, he was on the floor for we don't know how long, but he'd been not well for a couple of days. And I would like to say to the seniors, guys, and those of you who have seniors living with you, listen to this. Fall is one of the more frequent things that would bring a senior to so many other illness or ailment. You know, if you slip and fall on the step, you slip and fall on the carpet, you slip and fall in the washroom, a lot of things could happen. You could hit your head, you could break your hip and all that. And while there, you could pick up pneumonia because you're lying on your back and all that. So please, falling is something that we need to pay attention to. And those of you who have seniors, please help them up the stairs. Watch them when they're coming down. Please provide the extra help for them. And again, listen to them. You know, sometimes hearing talk is talk, listening to the radio, but you know how nice it is to have a conversation, somebody to talk with, chit-chat with. So please, again, thank you guys. If you never called, we'd love to hear. Hello, you're live on Shabnam Radio. Go ahead.
Hello, Richard. Mumtaz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. But you see, Mumtaz is not a senior, and Mumtaz is one of my few friends that call me every Saturday. Allah would bless you for that, Mamu. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. I put on some people to listen to your program for the first time, and they're a little bit over the weather. Can you give them a nice Rafi song? And I'd like to extend happy birthday to Ganga Brij Mohan on this birthday today.
Who is Ganga Brij Mohan? Oh, no.
He's from Wickenham, my school friend. He lives over here.
So do it here. Do it yourself, Naman. Let me hear you, Naman.
Well, Mr. Brij Mohan Ganga, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday and many more to come. And enjoy this song Richard is going to play for you. And I hope you have a long and happy life. Happy birthday.
Well done. Thank you.
Bye. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
And we'd like to say hello and welcome. Hello, you're live on Shopman Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I was talking to my aunt a few minutes ago, and we were talking about what a great guy Richard is. He lightened up our hearts in this crazy time. And she was saying that she wanted to hear a song, and I would wish for you to play something for her.
Okay.
Rajendra Kumar is one of her favorite actors. So one of her favorite songs. And as for me, if you could get that song... what's the name of it? Koi Hamdam Naraha.
All right. Well, thank you. And what's your name?
David.
David, what's your mommy, grandma, your auntie's name?
Tara Rampasad.
Tara Rampasad, right?
Yeah.
Tara, thank you. And God bless you, and thank you for your kind words. David, let me see what I can do. I have a debt announcement to share with all listeners. But a pleasure, and I'm glad you guys have been calling today on the program. The phone, this phone system cost me $7,000. And I have it in a way that we could do this. The idea was to have this so we could teach Sunday school live. But it's also to use on the radio, so I don't have to go to the studio anymore. So I'm so happy, you know, people could use it. And, you know, when you call in and share your little stories, I'm sure that's more than playing a song. People love hearing other people chat. So thank you, brother.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Hey, and that song. Koi Hamdam Naraha. Koi Naraha.
Okay, well, listen.
I haven't heard that song over 20 years.
Okay, let me hear how it goes. I don't know that song. Sing it for me. Let me see two lines. Koi Hamdam. Go ahead, Nathan.
Koi Hamdam Naraha. It's something like that.
All right. So you see, Auntie, you hear your boy could sing too. Thank you very much, David.
Okay.
Look for it for you. Thanks.
Happy.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, friends, today is it with great sadness we announce the passing of our dearly beloved brother, Rajan Callahan, known as Goal, formerly from 38 Annadale, West Coast, East Coast, Demerara. He resides in Ajax, Ontario. He passed away peacefully on January 26. He was the son of the late Darling and Babsi Callahan Prasad, brother to Krishna, the late Vishnu, Mantri, Gultri, Savitri, Anita, and our dear brother, Shami. Husband to Nanda, father of Bruce, Becky, Kyle, and Kevin. Grandfather of Isabel, and godfather of Melina and Kayla. Uncle to so many beautiful nieces and nephews. The funeral for Goal took place earlier today at 12 p.m. at Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center. The family just wanted to say thank you to the so many who reached out to them during this time of sadness and mourning, and they really appreciate hearing from the so many. For those of you who haven't heard, we hope that you would receive this message with so much love and thanks from the family. And feel free to give them a call. You know, I've noticed you would call someone and said, did you hear this one pass? And did you know that this one passed? It becomes so casual now. And it didn't take long, really, into this pandemic. Because people use the pandemic, and I mean, they would have come to the funeral. But, you know, sometimes I wonder if they really come there to express love and true support. Ever notice after death, 3 days, 2 days into that, that's it. They would come to the wake. And I always wonder why it is that the pundits and the imam and the pastors, well, some pastors do follow up 30 days, 40 days, 2 months later to check in on the families. Some families don't even go to the masjid or the temples, and they don't know where to get a kirtan group or to get an imam to do a reading. I remember we had to, I got a call asking if I know somebody who would do a reading for a family over the phone. Yes, it was COVID, but they didn't know who to call to get an imam because they've been away from the masjid and the temples. And when we have families like that, I think that we should be using this as an opportunity to really win them over. Those who have been sitting on the fence and would go to mosque on Eid day only, bring them closer to the religion, make them feel welcome. Look at the mosques and temples and things now, the church is empty. And, you know, they would only go and visit, do the janazah. Some people do 3 days, some people 40 days. But, you know, we need some support even after 40 days. We need grief counseling. We need support. So this is just me rambling on, but, you know, think about it. If someone you know have lost a loved one, after the wake, after the funeral, after the crowd has dispersed, after nobody's knocking on the widow door anymore, they would love to hear from you. Maybe, hey, don't cook tonight, girl, I'm bringing you something. Or dropping off something at your door. Or how are you doing? Or send a postcard. Yes, phone calls are nice and visiting. We can't do that anymore. But I think we could write a card and send it out. It goes a long way. With that, we share this one as a reminder. Not only for ourselves and the family that might be mourning the loss of our brother Gol, but that we too would know we come in this world with nothing and eventually will leave and return to God with nothing. To my brother Shami, we here at Shabnam Radio extend our condolences to you, my brother. May God Almighty give you the strength to accept this great loss.
Dilagafil na ho ekdam ye duniya chhod jana hai bagiche chhod kar khali zameen andar samana hai dilagafil ho ekdam ye duniya chhod jana hai tera naam ko badan bhai jo lete se jab phoolon par tera nazuk badan bhai jo lete se phoolon par jo lete se phoolon par wo hona ek din murda
Shabnam Radio, we are every Saturday. And again, we want to remind you, those of you looking for a mortgage, first, second, or third, even, he would be able to help you. Refinancing, home equity loans, new to Canada, self-employed. You need a consolidation loan? Call him. That's Peter Naresh Prasad at 647-381-5280. 647-381-5280. Call him, Peter Naresh Prasad, fiscal license number M13000116. Again, his telephone number, 647-381-5280. The Mortgage Man, Peter Naresh Prasad. If anyone can, he can. The Mortgage Man. Well, David, I want to send this one out to your aunt and hope you enjoyed. This is Radio Shabnam 770 on your dial. And remember, we continue after this. We go on indeed to play you more music. So if you would like to listen, go to shabnamradio.com. That's shabnamradio.com. And you could listen to us at Shabnam Radio. So please, you could get us on your telephone, www.shabnamradio.com. And following that is Shamji Ali with another 2 hours. Tonight at 7 o'clock, hey guys, listen, we are celebrating Gary's Kind of Masala TV Buddy, a two-hour special live on television this evening. So all you have to do, if you don't have the IP box, www.caribbeanshowtime.com. You can get it on your telephone, www.caribbeanshowtime.com. Just watch live TV, bam, we're up and running from 7 o'clock. And you could Chromecast it on your TV, or if you have a smart TV, just type in www.caribbeanshowtime.com and watch us. We're going to have some great footage from Indar Kanai concert, Dilly Nadan concert, from the concerts from the yesteryear that was held in Toronto. Some footage never played before on television, never seen before, behind-the-scene footage, providing great entertainment. I want to thank Chris Sukul of Robo Digital Recording Studio for that. So please, if you would join us later, 7 o'clock, you will be in for a great treat. So catch us at www.caribbeanshowtime.com and all your IP boxes. Also, you can find us on the Fire Stick and Roku. Hey David, this one's for you and your auntie.
Koi hamdam na raha, koi sahara na raha, hum kisi ke न रहे कोई हमारा न रहा कोई हमदम न रहा कोई सहारा न रहा शाम तन्हाई की है आएगी मंजिल कैसे शाम तन्हाई की है आएगी मंजिल कैसे जो मुझे राह दिखाए वही तारा न रहा कोई हमदम न रहा कोई सहारा न रहा नजारों न हंसो मिल न सकूंगा कोई सहारा न रहा अब मैं कहां यूं ही चला जाता जो मुझे फिर से बुला ले.
Well, before we go, and I'm not sure if they would join us at shabnamradio.com, but I have to get this in quickly. Hi, Richard. Hope all is well. Yesterday's our eldest sister had a big birthday. Can you send a happy birthday greetings to her, wishing her long life, health, and happiness? She took good care of us growing up, and always be grateful. We love her. endlessly from her sisters and brothers. And please play a nice song, Udit Narayan Romantic Song, for her kindly. Kelly Saar. Kelly Saar, this one, I'm not sure, you didn't give me a sister's name, and not sure what her name is. So if you're still listening, of course, she might be, she would know exactly who it is. So glad that you're with us. So I wanted to play this one for her. I hope she's listening, and we'd continue, if not, on ShabnamRadio.com. Please join us and give me her name. Let's shower her with all the praises that she deserves, okay? So please, if you could get that information for me, I'd love to hear from you. 416-832-7293. Please send me that text, and let's do justice to your big Didi who took care of you. And hope she liked this one. The sister of Kelly Saar. Also coming up, Radhika, we have something special for you also. ShabnamRadio.com. Please join us. We're switching over now. So guys, please, after the radio, to continue listening, go to www.shabnamradio.com.
शर्ता भी रखदा नहीं क्या तेरे बाजो मेरा सच्चिया मोहब्बत आवे वाही जिते होर नहीं हो मिलना जिते तू चले आ वाही मैं तेरे पीछे पीछे चलूं
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
चंद दोस्तों और पड़ोसियों से मुलाकात करना, काम के बाद साथियों के साथ जमा होना, किसी दोस्त की शादी में शामिल होना, सब बेजरर मालूम होते हैं, लेकिन ये इस किस्म की चीजें हैं जिनसे ओंटेरियो में कोविड-19 के मामलों में नुमाया इजाफा होता है। माशरती फैलाव की वजह से ज्यादा लोग बीमार हो रहे हैं, हमारे अस्पताल बेबस हो सकते हैं और हम सब खतरे से घिरते जा रहे हैं। वैक्सीन हमारी हिफाजत में मदद करेंगी, लेकिन जब तक ये वसी पैमाने पर दस्तियाब नहीं हो जाए, हम सबको सेहत आमा के मशवरे और हिदायत पर अमल करना चाहिए। इसका मतलब ये है कि घरेलू सामान खरीदने जैसी जरूरी वजूहात के अलावा घर पर ही रहें, घर पर रहें, महफूज रहें, जिंदगियां बचाएं। हुकूमत ओंटेरियो की जानिब से अदाशुदा।
शाहजी रेक्सडेल हुंदे पे लेनी हो सोनाटा एलेंट्रा या फिर 200 पे जल्दी से शाह अहमद को अभी फोन मिला लो रे क्योंकि शाहजी अब रेक्सडेल हुंदे पे
कारों के जादूगर शाह अहमद अब रेक्सडेल हुंडे पर हैं और शाह जी से बेहतर प्राइस और सर्विस आपको कहीं नहीं मिलेगी। कॉल करो 416-817-2720
क्योंकि शाह जी रेक्सडेल हुंडे पे।
हॉटस्टार तो हड्डे करा मिच लिया रहा है पंजाब 24/7 पंजाबी एंटरटेनमेंट सागा हिट्स चैनल दे जो छेती आ रहा है हॉटस्टार ते सुपर हिट पंजाबी फिल्म